and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 13. So, wishful thinking, but I'm hoping that maybe it's cool enough where you can grab something warm and snuggle up on the couch, or maybe your AC is really kicking in and it's cold in your house and you can pretend that it's cold. But today I'm going to be reading the September 28th birthdays, so happy birthday to you, September 28th babies. Here we go. September 28th people are particularly susceptible to the potent influence of the planet of Venus that governs their day of birth. And, like the eponymous Roman goddess of love, many seek fulfillment through the affairs of the heart, indulgence of the senses, or the pursuit of beauty in all its forms. They are also, however, imaginative and empathetic types who wish to bring progress and harmony to the world, even while they have a special affinity with the less tangible spiritual and artistic concerns that arouse strong emotional responses in them. Their intellectual independence and compulsion to explore the world of emotions and senses cause those born on this day to place a far greater value on non-materialistic achievements than those that offer rewards of wealth and status. The hard-nosed realm of commerce is therefore anathema to them, and they will generally flourish only when they can satisfy their natural inclinations and inspire others in the process, as artists, writers, designers, or actors, for example, or even as athletes. Others are drawn to these magnetic people for the aura that they exude, and they in turn are not only stimulated by personal interaction, but manifest a concern for the happiness of those with whom they come in contact. Yet, ironically, their relationships with their nearest and dearest may not be of the smoothest, for despite their love for their closest to them, their innate nonconformity and urge to further their personal progress by means of individual experience precludes their capacity to sacrifice their independence to the altar of familial harmony. The romantic idealism may furthermore set an impossibly high standard for their partners. Their virtues are individualistic, artistic, idealistic. Their vices are critical, hard to please, and unrealistic. Honestly, I really hope you guys are enjoying the birthday book because I think it's kind of fun learning the different people out there. And if you know these people on these that are born on these certain days, really take a step back and like see if maybe that really is their personality and it might help you build that relationship better with them. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But anyhow, we're going to move on to stories. So here we go.
This comes from Rick X Show 1. On Reddit.
I saw the skinwalker again. Back when the first story took place, I was still with my father. But there are no signs of any bad activity or encounters with the creature I saw a few weeks back before the new incident. My father had the brilliant idea of passing his hunting rifle to me. He said that passing a gun in his family is tradition, and that the gun he passed to me was also used by my grandfather and his relatives. The gun had a beautiful shiny barrel with gold engravings and a magnificent custom wooden grip that even the trigger guard and the buttstock was customly made to be comfortably for any hunter of any size. My father said that since I'm older, I was also about 185 centimeters tall, which is really tall for my country, and he's already too old to hunt, he felt that I was responsible enough to have my very own custom personal self-defense and hunting weapon. The rifle was really heavy, and the ammo it used was also a really high caliber. It almost felt like the rifle was made not to hunt deer, but something way worse and stronger. But I didn't give a flying shit because I was young and just thought the gun was heavy to counter the higher recoil of the caliber. So, to the story. Back when I was 15 and a few weeks had passed since the first sighting of the Skinwalker, I felt comfortable going outside again. And I almost forgot the encounter when the same sick feeling came in broad daylight. I thought, that's pretty unusual, but continued to work on the new grill my dad wanted me to install while he was collecting eggs from the chickens. I started remembering the first sighting of the Skinwalker, and it made me so sick. And I got really scared for no reason and just went inside, strapped the gun on my back, and then came out with the rifle. So I just worked outside with the gun because I didn't feel safe. I installed the new grill, and my dad and I made barbecue. As we finished up the barbecue, it was already getting dark. And within the matter of minutes, there was only moonlight, so we went inside to finish the leftovers. I had just finished the leftovers and decided to go to sleep because I was really tired of the day's work. I was asleep, and a couple of minutes go by, and I get a really sick feeling of something watching me. I go downstairs to check on my dad, and I hear knocking on the door. And I hear my dad say, "Let me in, son. I accidentally locked the door and I can't get inside." I already feel weirded out, and I wake up my real dad, who was in bed, to help me out with the second time the Skinwalker tried to do this. I looked out the peephole on the door, and there is a very distorted figure that kind of resembles my dad. So, I get my rifle and tell my dad to open the door on my signal. 3, 2, 1. My dad opens the door and I blast 2 heavy rounds into the creature. And the thing literally flies like 6 feet backwards and fully sprints into the forest. This was a way better ending encounter with a Skinwalker, and I was proud to say that I was no longer scared of the Skinwalker. But that wasn't the last of them. So I will still be prepared for anything. Well, that is certainly terrifying. You're also really not supposed to say Skinwalker, but I obviously said it multiple times. But I'm going to leave a TikToker in the show notes. Her name is Piper, and she is qualified because she has a master's in folklore. And I'm going to leave the specific Skinwalker TikTok that talks about it, that you're not supposed to. Well, there I go. I said it again. But anyhow, I'm going to leave that in the show notes so you guys can go check her out and learn a few things. And we're just going to go ahead and move on to the next story before I keep saying that word again.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I worked for a cemetery last summer. I had to collect data about the buried. While working, I would hear children laughing and playing all the time, but I assumed it must have been from a nearby school, daycare, or summer camp. On my last day, I noticed that I missed a section of the cemetery and went to collect the data. I quickly noticed that this section had nothing but children buried there. I did my job, collected their data, and proceeded to leave. On my way out, I ran into a security officer and told him about the work I was doing. We chatted, and I told him how it was nice to hear kids playing at the nearby school or summer camp. He then said he had been patrolling the site for years and there was no school or daycare near the cemetery. Embarrassed, I played it off and we cordially parted. Then it hit me. The children that I heard laughing and playing were the children buried in the section I almost missed. Before sundown, I went back to the children's section and just talked with them. I will never forget that day. May they continue to laugh and play in spirit. Well, as spooky as that could be to some, it's also very sweet. And I love the fact that they went back to, like, just talk to the dead. I mean, I just think that's really sweet and really cool. But you guys let me know what you think, as always. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.